Good afternoon. The 3 p.m. news with Kelly Aben. First, the headlines. The 2024 Gondo caravan visit to the 10 Sawa clans that make up the littoral region wraps up today as activities leading up to the grand annual cultural jamboree culminate. In sports, the long-awaited 2024-2025 Elite One football season in Cameroon kicks off on the 7th of December with Stade Renard of Melong to host Aigle of the Mungo at the Melong Municipal Stadium in Douala. Details of the stories and more right ahead. We told you in the headlines that the 2024 Gondo caravan visits that started in June this year ends this Saturday with the final stop scheduled for the Bele Bele clan in Douala 4 subdivision, making up the 10 Sawa clans welcoming it. The visits are marked by conviviality and communion among the people of the water and serve as a platform for each clan to portray their uniqueness, as you tell us, Cynthia Etim of CRTV Littoral.
From the Bodiman clan to Bakoko Mungu, Bonkeng Penja, Vuri Buele Buele, Deido, Njonjo, Bunambela, Bakoko Vuri, Basa, and the Bele Bele clan, each of the Gondo caravan visits served as an avenue to enhance togetherness and solidarity, the core value of the Gondo. It brought together men, women, children, and elite who communed and showcased their customs, plus the rich cultural identity of the Sawa people. Sali Ndolo is of the Ngondo Communication Unit.
The kings and the chiefs take out time to go to the different communities and make their people feel their presence, make the people understand that we are one. And it goes further to reiterate the theme of this year, which is Jajongwanele, which means solidarity. They are putting it into action.
The caravan also enabled the population to discover identifying elements of each clan, with various talents demonstrated just like in a village setting. Sali Ndolo once again.
The children of the different Sawa clans are able to showcase their know-how in traditional wrestling, in cooking, the Sawa traditional dish, of course, which is Ndole. We have other things like the tug of war, and this is an opportunity now for the kings and the chiefs to see what their children are capable of doing. And so it has really impacted, and it keeps impacting.
This unifying factor will culminate on December 1, where the people of the water will come together as one body to portray the spirit of solidarity. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
In the meantime, natives of the littoral region have been called upon to stay united as they anticipate the climate of the 2024 Gondo Festival. They took part in the caravan that made its stop at the Basa clan in Dogbong neighborhood in Douala. Madon Kwele reports.
The esplanade of the paramount chiefdom of the Basa clan played host to the different cultural festivities of yet another Gondo caravan. This time, it was the last but one tour, where emphasis has been laid on the preservation of the mother tongue and local languages of the Sawa community. His Majesty Epim Budi is the chief of the Basa clan. In all the clans, we have created centers to teach our local languages. Every year, we have about 300 youths who are devoted to learn the local languages. The wrestlers of the Basa clan showcased their strength during heavyweight and lightweight fights. The fighters and other competitors are happy to have grabbed a ticket for the final stage. Moussan Masson Jean Leroy is one of them. We thank the Ngondo caravan for this exercise. For the finals during the Ngondo festival, we will better train ourselves because there are more powerful people there who would embark in serious trainings so we can be at the top. Academic Excellence Awards, games and other activities also characterized the cultural evening of the Basa clan. Madon Kwele Bizatie, CRTV News, Douala.
In more culture news, cultural activities and a grand conference in a build-up to the 548th edition of the Ngwon Festival rounded off this Saturday in Garwa North Region, with a call on sons and daughters of the Nun Division in the West Region to preserve their cultural heritage. According to the organizers, the two-day event was aimed at propelling the Ngwon Cultural Festival as a vector of sustainable development. Maimun Andrea tells us more.
The 548th edition of the Ngwon Cultural Festival of the Bamun people, which will run for 10 days in Fumban West region, will be celebrated barely a year after its inscription on UNESCO's list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity, in line with the recommendations of the 20th Bamun King, His Majesty Nabil Forifum Bombonjoya. The Bamun community in the north region has organized what has been termed a pre-festival to give a foretaste of the upcoming traditional display in Fumban, as expressed by the president of the organizing committee of the Ngwon Festival in Garua, Arunan Chunsu. It is necessary to valorize the identity of the Bamun people and demonstrate the spirit of democracy, social dialogue, harmony, and religious tolerance which prevail. Dr. Josiane Marchand-Tetmoun.
We are proud to be a woman in the Bamun culture for the place the Sultan has given to us.
From a friendly football encounter to a caravan of living together across the streets of Garua, curtains were drawn on the two-day event with a gastronomic fair, which involved people from other communities. From the North Regional Station in Garua, Maimuna Njoya for CRTV News.
Meanwhile, the International Festival of Carthage Theatre Days has kicked off in Tunisia. On the spotlight at the cultural jamboree is renowned Cameroonian theatre Figo Ambroise Mbia, who is being recognized in the tribute and recognition category for his invaluable contribution to theatre and the African culture. The festival showcasing diverse talents runs till November the 30th, 2024. You're listening to the 3 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. Christians of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon have been exhorted to be watchful about what they listen to or say about the church and pray for God's intervention in every situation. The call was made in Yaoundé today at the opening of the annual rally of the Christian Women Fellowship, CWF, of the East Mungo North Presbytery under the theme Be on the Alert and Pray Always. George Mam has the details.
Women's groups of the East Mungo North Presbytery taking turns to perform the theme song as a reminder to be vigilant against the forces that threaten to tear the church apart.
Reverend Bakwa Juliet NJ, Associate Pastor of Peace Simeon. As Christians, we must be watchful in prayer in order not to be carried by the things of this world, the quest for position, power, and money.
At a moment the PCC is just emerging from a turbulent election, the Presbytery President of East Mungo North, Nchotu Patricia, cautions Christians not to play in the place of prayer.
We should be persistent in prayers because the times are challenging and the women are faced with a lot of difficulties. It is a time for us to be on the alert, for the devil comes in now when we are in difficulties to make sure we forget our God.
This year's rally is also an opportunity to celebrate the growth of the women's movement within the PCC.
This is a presbytery that started with just one group, CWF Bastos, and today in 2024, we can boast of 56 groups with an enrollment of 2,600 women.
She adds that the women have not only grown spiritually, but also economically.
Mothers here came to CWF that they did not even know how to read and write. We give our capital to members to start off small businesses.
The annual rally wraps up this Sunday with an exhibition of the know-how of the women and a fundraising for projects.
George Mwam reporting. Evelyn Menga-Kung has been re-elected as the president of the Union de la Presse du Cameroun. This was during the elective General Assembly of the Cameroonian section of UPF in Yaoundé, chaired by the Director of International Communication, Jean-Lambert Nang, representing the Minister of Communication at the event. Let's now listen to the president-elect of Union de la Presse du Cameroun, Evelyn Menga-Kung, on how she will handle her three-year mandate in this exercise. Selected by Leslie Magni.
I'm a very happy president-elect because the members of the Francophone Press Union have decided to renew their confidence in me, and I'm very grateful for that confidence. I will try to continue working to build a credible press for everybody. One of our main goals is to make this dream that we have here where we are now a press club for all the journalists. That will be the house of all the journalists in Cameroon. We'll be working and calling for support from everywhere so that this dream can come true. And then we'll continue also to advocate for journalists for better condition of working, for better salaries, for better access to information and better confraternity within the members of this corporation. Because we are all working for the same goal and we have a very important social role to play, especially in our country nowadays.
President-elect of Union de la Presse du Cameroun, Evelyn Mengo-Akung, was interviewed by Leslie Magny. Northwest mayors have expressed gratitude to President Paul Biya for extending their mandate. The projected President Paul Biya as their natural candidate at the upcoming presidential election 2025. Colden Dofoko Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Article 15 sub 4 of the Constitution of the Republic has provisions for the extension of mandate in exceptional cases. It is on the strength of Law No. 2024 of 24th July 2024 that the mandate of the municipal councillors, including mayors, were extended to several months. When mayors have their terms extended by 1 year, it can be a game changer for the populations in need of better living conditions. Essentially, this extra time allows mayors to continue working on projects they have already started, providing continuity and stability. What are the key benefits of an extended term? I put this question to the mayor of Benakuma, Imbru Solomon Kudi.
It will help me to write more projects because 1 year extension is very big for a politician.
The extension of mandate gives the municipal council an additional year in office to redefine their skills and tackle complex issues. Mayor Ngwakongo Lawrence of the Bafut municipality thinks that enough means be allocated to councils.
We are expecting that the ministries will devolve money to the council so that we solve the problems of our communities.
They say the extension is a good opportunity to consolidate their achievements. Golden Dofoko Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
From Bamenda to the southwest region in Buya, where the Limbe City Council will function on a budget of 7 billion CFA francs during the 2025 financial year. This was made known by the city mayor, Paul Efome Mbole, during the second ordinary session of the city council. Details with Henry McCauley of CRTV Southwest in Buya.
A little over 4.1 billion CFA francs will be used to run the Limbe City Council, while about 2.8 billion CFA francs will go for investment. Speaking during the session, the mayor, Paul Efome Mbole, said most of the 7 billion CFA francs will be generated through taxes, special council support fund, additional council taxes, amongst other sources. In 2025, he persisted, the council will continue with its drive to make Limbe a modern city and an economic hub. Against this backdrop, the city mayor, Paul Efome, intimated that the council will invest in road construction, the provision of water and electricity, the management of waste, the payment of debts, amongst other projects.
The first thing is that we have to do many investments. And this investment is where we are going to receive revenue to better manage our municipality, especially social projects.
During the deliberation, it was equally announced that work will soon begin on the second entrance into the city of Limbe, that is from the Manawabi end of the city. In attendance was the supervisory authority, the SDO for Fako, Vyang Mekala, who urged the population to continue to support the mayor and the council as he pledged the continued support of the administration for the proper execution of the 2025 budget. Henry McCauley, CRTV, Buya.
Over to the West region, where the city mayor of Bafoussam has suggested that the fight against waste in the city council area entails a synergy of action between the city council, the waste disposal company, and the population. Roger Tafam, who made the statement while handing over sanitation tools to garbage collection stakeholders, emphasized that the population must be disciplined if the municipality must be void of waste. Here are details with Eric Langmiawufo.
The sanitation materials are made up of trash bins, wheelbarrows and cutlasses, amongst others. The city mayor of Bafoussam, Roger Tafam, indicates that the waste collection items are intended to facilitate the job of the waste collection company.
The contract we have with Izakam does not permit Izakam to ship all the time. So people have to do some job before Izakam can best do his own job. We are expecting from the population to send bigger people to drop their dead in the waste. We encourage them to have their own dustbin at home so that all what they produce should be kept inside and wait for the truck of Izakam pass so that they give it directly to the truck. We expect from them not to throw any dirt on the roadside, and we expect all of them to sweep their surrounding to avoid even certain disease.
Among the recipients are quarter heads, market masters and rural council officials.
My name is Chief Fongang. I'm the third class chief of council in Bamungum, Bafoussam 3 subdivision. People used to throw waste anywhere, especially in our markets. Every Tuesday, we have cleanup campaign in our quarter. We'll use them every day, every week.
Ahead of the organization of the West Regional Forum of Exchange, Discovery and Exhibition Radio, and the Forum for the Development of Bafoussam Fodebaf, the city mayor, Roger Tafam, has stated that the municipality must remain clean and hospitable. Eric Langnier-Wofo, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
Back in the center region, experts on land use and sustainable development have re-echoed the need for more land to be made available for agricultural purposes, given that Cameroon's economy is largely dependent on agriculture. This as they have presented a proposed land use indicative document to administrative and municipal officials of the center region that also highlights the distribution of forest land industries and others. Karin Tosam has the report.
The center region has an estimated total land surface area of about 69,000 kilometers square, and most of its inhabitants are into agriculture, cultivating crops like cassava, plantains, and lots more. Land use planning and sustainable development expert Mahmoud Chihau details that with the rapidly growing population, there is need to allocate a bulk of the land in the center for agro-pastoral purposes.
We propose that about 60% of land in the center can be reserved for agriculture, be it pastoral or agro-industry development. And at the national level, it should be about 70%.
The expert further emphasizes that the document presentation, which is in its second phase, is part of moves to ensure sustainable development in Cameroon.
We started by describing land occupation in Cameroon. Now we are posing land allocation to various sectors, like for ecosystem preservation, forest, and many more.
The ecosystem, agriculture.
Municipal and other officials of the center region who were part of the event have been encouraged to take into consideration the indicative land use plan in their future development strides. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
Over 500 youths from across the nation are participating in the fourth edition of the African Education Fair, aimed at strengthening Christian values in young people to enhance nation building. The week-long event holding in Yaoundé has brought together members of government, schools, national and international organizations to discuss innovative solutions for advancing education and development across Africa. Details with FOC Babatunde.
The event is a platform for religious leaders to emphasize the values of generosity, honesty, and the fear of God, essential for fostering peace, unity, and development. Ate Larissa, one of the organizers, highlights this fourth edition of the African Education Fair seeks to create sustainable impacts in the lives of young people by shaping their mindset.
We all can work together despite our difference in religion. You could be Muslim, you could be Catholic, you could be a Pentecostal. We can still work together to make sure that we can build this nation. We can work in unity despite our differences to make sure we build up youth who are entrepreneurs, up to national development and to peace in Cameroon. The first year, we had about 200, and progressively the second year, it increased to about 400. And right now, we've had youths from every region who come for this program, and we are able to follow them up and make sure that they can establish themselves and be financially stable and independent.
The week-long event focuses on civic responsibility, peace building, and entrepreneurship, featuring activities such as the African Eloquence Contest, special days to celebrate young entrepreneurs, as well as training sessions on first aid, employment strategies, and business creation. The fair, to be officially launched on Tuesday, November 28th, will run till December 1st with a closing ceremony and award to outstanding contributions geared towards shaping the future of African education and leadership.
FOC Babatunde reporting. 20 primary schools in Tokumbiri Mayo Sava Division in the Far North Region have received didactic materials aimed at promoting learning in the locality. The supplies provided by the Ministry of Basic Education are part of the government's annual minimum package initiative to support education in undeserved or underserved areas. Faith Ngwang reports.
The didactic materials were handed over in a ceremony presided by the mayor of Tokumbiri, Tikre Buka. Beneficiaries praised the initiative, describing it as a significant boost to education.
Ida Eshiengo, head teacher of Government Bilingual Primary School, Tokumbiri. Teachers will be able to continue writing a lesson note, improve the performance of the people, especially those pupils in class one. There are some who come to school without chalk.
The mayor called on school officials to utilize the materials efficiently to ensure tangible improvement in learners' outcomes. He also announced a special incentive to motivate excellence among pupils.
This comes to resolve some problems we have in the school. And with this, they can start the school very well until the end of the year.
This initiative reflects ongoing efforts to bridge educational gaps in underserved communities across the region. Marwa, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
And we now talk sports. The 2024-2025 Elite One football season will kick off on the 7th of December 2024 with Stade Rennais of Melong to host Eglu of the Mungu at the Melong Municipal Stadium. The director of the local and international competitions of the Cameroon Football Federation, Abdou Raza, disclosed the new football season calendar this morning in Douala Littoral Region. Meanwhile, the Elite 2 Championship will take place on the 14th of December with 17 clubs to be drawn in two pools. Harrison Ashotiku is see out of his envo to Douala.
Determined to restore Cameroon's domestic football to her former glory, the president of the local and international competitions of the Cameroon Football Federation, Abdou Raza, disclosed the 16 clubs in the Elite One Championship will play a total of 13 matches this season. The top of the pool will be crowned as the champion, while the last four will be relegated to the Elite Two. Jesenyi Cassius, Public Relations Officer of PWD of Bamenda, plots the calendar.
At last, football will be played on the pitches and not still in the offices. They should just match their words with action. We are ready for the new challenge. We are playing our first six games away, which is funny.
The Elite 2 Championship will kick off on the 14th of December with 17 clubs drawn in pools A and B to play the regular phase of the competition. The leaders of the pools will compete in the playoffs for the championship title and promotion to the Elite One, while the below average clubs in the phase will go to the playoffs down and battle to avoid relegation to the regional league. The vice president of ISOSA of Limbe, Angu Leslie, says they are ready to have a great season.
We don't think that it's the first time we find ourselves in this format of the championship. So we have the experience of last year. We have some very respectable teams in the group. The big boys are the ones under pressure. We go one game at a time.
Less than 2 weeks to the start of the new football season, Fegafood has assured all the stakeholders involved a hitch-free season, especially with regards to the stadiums to host the matches, as they are working on paying the Cameroon's equipment structure on yes for the whole season. Christian Bezigi, Harrison Ashutiku on special assignment in Douala.
Thank you, Harrison Ashotiku. And in more sports news, the coaches of Victoria United of Limbe and Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo have been meeting the press in Douala to discuss their readiness for tomorrow's Super Cup final to take place at Nembapelepe Stadium in Douala. Current Elite One champions Victoria United and Cup of Cameroon holders Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo will be attempting to secure the Super Cup trophy for the first time when they clash tomorrow. at 3 p.m. That footnote in sports brings us to the end of the 3 p.m. news, in which you heard that the 2024 Gondo Caravan visit to the 10 Sawa clans that make up the littoral region wraps up today as activities leading up to the grand annual cultural jamboree culminates. And sports, as you just heard, the long-awaited 2024-2025 Elite One football season in Cameroon kicks off on the 7th of December with Stade Rennais of Melong to host Aigle of the Mungo at the Melong Municipal Stadium in Douala. Up next is the news summary in the French language with you, Daniel Sopo. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi à tous. En Gondo 2024, bientôt l'apothéose de la fête traditionnelle et rituelle des peuples côtiers du Cameroun. Avant la messe de l'eau le 1er décembre prochain, les peuples Sawa alimentent la semaine par des manifestations culturelles, foires, caravanes, journées gastronomiques sont au menu de ce jour, de cette édition qui a pour thème solidarité et entraide. Les jeunes sont en première ligne de toutes ces activités qui alimentent, qui allient tradition et modernité. Le Festival international des journées théâtrales de Carthage se tient depuis ce matin en Tunisie. Le compatriote Ambroise Mbia, homme de théâtre bien connu, y prend part dans la section hommage et consécration du festival. Il est à l'honneur grâce à sa contribution au théâtre et à la culture africaine. Ce rendez-vous de Carthage prend fin le 30 novembre prochain. En religion, les chrétiennes, les femmes chrétiennes de l'église presbytérienne du Cameroun, de la région de l'Est, du Centre et du Sud, sont réunies à Yaoundé depuis ce matin. C'est dans le cadre de leur rencontre annuelle du dernier dimanche du mois de novembre de chaque année, à l'effet de restituer leurs connaissances bibliques apprises au cours de l'année. En sport, football, la cérémonie de présentation des championnats professionnels Elite One et tout a été effectuée à Douala. Le démarrage en Elite One est prévu le 7 décembre prochain à Melon. Le match d'ouverture opposera Stade Renard de Melon à Aigle du Mungu. La nouvelle saison engage 16 équipes en Elite One et 17 en Elite Two, en deux poules. Mesdames, Messieurs, alors qu'il est 15 passé de 27 minutes, c'est la fin du 3 p.m. Merci de l'avoir écouté. Thank you.